Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
You're invited. Join Bloomies in the Mosaic District for an art stroll on Saturday, June 18th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and shop one-of-a-kind art by local artists. Pop by with your family and friends to also enjoy Bites by Colada Shop. And watch Chalk Riot in action as they paint the sidewalk murals in front of our store. Plus, get store-wide savings during our Buy More, Save More event. See you there.
Ia, what are you plugging in now?
I'm plugging in an electric razor because it's about time you boys cut your hair.
Whoa!
Sports.
Hello, well, Glenn, you look like a twat.
A hairy twat.
Yvette and Glenn.
Gentlemen, it is podcast 49.
Yay! 49!
Half a century.
This has been a long time coming, hasn't it?
49.
That's what you said to me last night.
That's true. It's 49. About 49 minutes, wasn't it?
What, were you together last night?
Me and Glenn.
In bed?
I was in his bubble.
He was in my bed.
When he tickled you, didn't
Double it? Bubble, toil and drool.
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, hello. We are here after many, many weeks and weeks and weeks of not being able to do our podcast and not being able to be together. And now after so long, we are now...
Bubbled.
Reunited.
Bubbled and reunited round the kitchen table at our house in lovely Cheshire. And joining us round the table, we have the gorgeous William.
Hello. Will, how are you?
Yes, hey. William.
He's out of the cupboard.
Yeah, he's joining us.
Just tell us, why did you come out the cupboard?
It was time.
Right.
It was time, yeah. Hi, by the way.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful, how are you?
I'm all right, I'm not used to sitting next to a rock star.
Hey. Me neither.
Yeah, Glenn, you are a rock star.
I have to say, you know, in this lockdown, a lot of people have been doing lots of different things, haven't they?
Yes.
Playing with themselves.
No. Why did you say that?
Yes, your mind. Everyone else there knows what I mean. They've been making models.
No, everybody been... that and people that know you, that have met you, will know exactly what you meant.
Anyway, we've been doing stuff, us people, and William's been writing songs.
Yeah.
And he chucks these songs over like they're nothing. He goes, oh, I've just been writing this. What do you think of this one? And they're epic.
They are
epic. Thanks very much.
Absolutely epic. No, I'm not just saying that because I'm your dad. I actually mean it because... You know me, I'm honest about this sort of stuff. And when you did Save Me, I said that was not just one of my top five songs that you've ever done. It was one of the top five songs of my life. It was absolutely superb. And there's a latest song. I don't want to say too much about this latest song yet because, you know...
Well, it's just an idea.
It's more than an idea. It's epic.
Oh, thank you.
It really is.
Well, that's very lovely.
The right person listens to that, you've got... A number one hit.
Number one hit.
Can you share any more on this? Just an idea? Or is it just... Are you just keeping us in suspenders?
More than an idea.
We'll get there eventually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's going to be worth waiting for. The best things in life are worth waiting for.
I know.
It's that good. It actually made you cry.
It did make me cry. It really did.
Well, you've been making duck houses, which are... look professional. I said you should start selling them.
Ducks won't go anywhere near it.
And more than that, log houses, houses.
Yeah, you've been very, very busy.
Mini houses.
I think he's trying to tell me something. He wants to divorce me and just say, I built you a house. Built you a house. There you are. Go on, bitch, out there. Go on.
And that's well.
Outdoor toilets.
Outdoor toilets, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Somebody's got the creaky chair.
That's me, sorry.
Is that you? Don't move those buttocks.
Anyway, what's everyone else been doing?
I don't know, but we need to open the cheesy balls.
Yes, go on, then let's declare this podcast.
This is actually early on.
I know, this is what we should be doing it, though.
Yes, we should be doing it now.
I declare this podcast officially open with the cheesy balls.
Cheesy balls.
Stick your nose in there. Like a horse in a nose bag.
Asda, we've had them before.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh God, they are so cheesy.
Oh, well, they wouldn't be cheesy balls.
Yeah, I don't like them too cheesy.
Oh, you've got to have them cheesy.
See, I'm a Watsit fan.
Yes, I am. I did see the cheesy wiggles next to the cheesy balls.
No, they don't taste so much of cheese.
How are they for you? Let's go around
the table. They're all right.
They smell of cheese. They don't taste of cheese.
Yeah,
Watson.
Excuse me.
No.
Unlike yourself, sweetie.
They don't do anything for me, those.
Do they not?
No, I don't know what it is. I always remember the very first time... disappointing balls. I remember the very first time we had those cheese balls, and it was the very first podcast.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was the first podcast we did when we went to your house.
Right.
And you bought these. That's why.
And
we
I
got
said, "Help me sell some balls."
And I and we had them.
You dealt
them, and they
didn't
were
you?
Like, "Oh my god, they were." I had a fertile around.
Yeah.
And in your bag, and they were really nice.
I didn't stop you. You noticed?
No. In your fun pouch.
Yeah.
It was great.
Fun pouch.
Oh yes, here he comes, Watson. Let's let him in. Here he trots in there,
proud as punch.
Yeah, there we go.
I've been shitting all over your driveway.
Oh god.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't leave that to Watson.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn it, you found me out.
I know. So anyway, here we are. Like I say, we're sitting around our kitchen table. We've got Watson. If you hear any strange snorting noises, it's not the boys, and it's the dog.
We've left the old uns in their own houses,
they
though,
have,
still, haven't we?
We could give them a call. I didn't warn my mum. We could wind the mothers up.
Well, I pre-warned Agnes.
Well, we could wind my mother up. What could we wind her up with?
Well, why don't we see if we could do a conference call where my mum is on the line, and then we phone up Angela, and she'll be surprised to get a call from Agnes. And we'll just sit and listen.
That would be good.
Like eavesdropping into their call.
Yeah,
well, I like a bit of eavesdropping.
We like that.
Yeah.
So we'll give that a go then.
Should we give that a little go? Anyway.
How was your day?
How was your day, Glenn?
My day was all right on the grounds that I came in here to spit some cheesy balls out.
Attractive.
It's a big wow with the girls, isn't it? Spitting the balls out.
Spitting your balls out. No.
Spit the balls out.
Well, my day was brilliant because I've just learned a new party trick. I've had a fabulous pizza today.
It was burnt.
It wasn't that bad.
It was burnt.
Who burnt it?
Me.
No, you didn't. I was going to put it in the oven.
Well,
and I should have looked after it. I should have cared for the pizza more.
Mm. Well, it's like two old British sitcoms in one. This situation with the tea tonight, because I was praising you for the homegrown lettuce and stuff. It's like, oh, it's like the good life.
I did
this
have my
Tom and Barbara
on.
Good.
I had my knickers on.
Had your knickers on and your dungarees, and then the food's burnt, and that's like the sitcom Butterflies with Wendy
I used
Craig.
To love,
was it?
Love
she always used to burn all
the
food.
Nicholas Lyndhurst, a young Nicholas Lyndhurst.
That's correct.
I loved that show. That was huge.
It
wasn't
was,
it?
Yeah. And she could never make tea properly, could she?
Now, what happened to the older brother in there? You know, there were two brothers.
I can't remember.
What happened to him? Did he? Because everyone else went and did loads of other stuff, and I've not seen him. And he was a brilliant actor, absolutely superb in that.
I can't even think of his name.
We'll have to check it out. Check it out, Carl.
I'm going to check it out now.
Check
Excuse
it
me. I'm just
out.
Going on the.
He's
internet.
Going online.
So going online. While he's looking, Glenith, tell me about your day.
Well, it was quite basic, really. I've just. It's the time of year where I get hay fever, so I wake up with my eyes stuck together, which isn't
attractive. Not,
yeah, it's
really
like,
attractive.
Oh my god, I've got weird
eyes. What with that fecking hairdo you've got?
I know, yeah, and of course that doesn't.
For God's sake, he looks like a flipping muppet.
Well, listen, you say that, but
a muppet.
I'm
look at you playing with it. You're curling
I'm
it.
I'm actually curling with my hair.
You're actually fiddling with it like a girl.
Hang on, Will can do the same with his hair. Yeah, why is it all right for Will to have long hair but not me?
Because you're twiddling with it like a girl, like a big girly girl. And you've got a kiss girl.
Let's talk about
it.
I know it's a bit of a
Bill Haley.
Bill Haley slash
Bill Haley.
Clark Kent kind of kiss curl thing going on.
I could shave your hair for you.
No.
I could do that. Carl's got a beard trimmer, I could give it a quick.
No, it's broken. She did that to me when I was six years old. She did it to me. She used to cut my hair, and when I went to an actual hairdresser, he looked at me and he said, "Who the fuck has been cutting your hair?"
Are you sure, Glenn? Because honestly, I could just give it a quick bzzz, and everybody now on the podcast will be going, "Please let her cut your hair."
No, yeah, well, they're wrong.
Well, I'll consider it.
Piece of charity.
I've got an idea. I've got an idea.
What?
For the podcast.
Go on.
Why doesn't somebody write in who's got long hair and let Yvette come around their house and cut their hair?
It would do as well, though. That's the thing.
Yes. As long as it's not too far away.
Right.
You know me. I don't like to travel.
Well, just how long do you think the hair is?
Oh, my God. Dad joke. The first one. Get him.
Rapunzel or something. Yeah. She's 250 metres that
way.
Oh,
my God. What? Go on, then.
Right.
Butterflies. Well, right, Wendy
butterflies.
Craig.
No, just chill. We had Wendy Craig, obviously. We had Jeffrey Palmer, who played the father. We had Nicholas Lindhurst, who we said. And the other one was Andrew Hall. And it also, which I've just seen in this, it's got Michael Ripper. Now, for those of you who don't know who Michael Ripper is, he used to play... He was in just about every single Hammer horror film.
Really?
In a bit part,
what
yeah.
part did he play in Butterflies? Was he the other man? He might have been the other love interest for Wendy Craig.
Let's have a look at Andrew Hall. Andrew Hall... He was born in 1950. Oh, no. How sad.
Is he dead?
He died last year, the 20th of May. Crumbs, he's young. He was born in 1954. English actor came to international prominence at the beginning of his career, playing the supporting role of Russell Parkinson in Carla Lane's BBC situation comedy Butterflies.
Oh, I forgot it was by Carla Lane.
So did I.
Go on, you dip into those fingers.
I am.
You're trying to do it discreetly, but you can't when they're that crinkly.
I know. What a shame.
I'd love a good finger, thank you.
I know.
Bless him, he died of cancer. Oh. He's only 65 years old.
That's no age in this day and age, is it?
Sending love to you.
Yeah, rest in peace, Andrew.
Would you like a finger?
Great actor.
From you?
No, not from me. I'm just saying, take a finger. I can say to Glenn, would you like a finger? Or your dad, would you like a finger? It just sounds weird asking that of your son.
But how was your day, most importantly?
So you're just telling me about your crusty eyes, that's it?
Well, I spent half my day here. You know how it's gone.
All right.
It's been great.
Okay. Well... We got a new clock today.
Ah, yes. That's one of the things I said to Carl about the clock, and I did use the letter L in there as well. It's got a pendulum as well.
Mmm. I like a pendulum that swings.
Is it the same size as the old coloured kitchen clock?
It's the same size.
It looks bigger.
It does look bigger, doesn't it? But I think it's exactly the same size.
It's a big clock.
It's great. It's very, very nice. And because our other one, everybody commented on it when Carl was and Mary were doing YouTube stuff. And they go, "Oh, we love your clock. It's so colourful." And of course, it fell on the floor.
Well, they said that to me, not just doing YouTube stuff, to be fair.
That's true. That's very true.
I've been wandering around the wood.
Mm. How was your day, Mr. Beattie?
My day was fine. We had some people around to do some social distance because they're not in the bubble.
Ah, yes.
So they had to do some social distancing gardening, didn't they? They did some trimming, which wasn't difficult because they just go off on their own. Great people. They come around, they do the stuff, and they go, it's like they were never here apart from the work is all done.
Did they do the lady garden at a safe distance as well?
They did every lady garden.
They're
two good looking lads. I think they've done a lot of lady gardens.
Do you know what upset me though? Is they were here at 8 o'clock, so didn't give me a chance to pick up dog poo. And I was very upset because you're going around with strimmers. You know, the last thing you want to do is strim through a load of dog poo.
That's true.
I mean, you just don't really. I mean, that's messy.
Well, that sounds like our sex life, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. What? Who are you talking about? You and Glenn?
I was talking about you and me.
Oh.
No, and it was really... And you know, one of them had a Vauxhall Jetta, but it was a very
old...
Hang on,
a Vauxhall Jetta or a Volkswagen Jetta?
Volkswagen Jetta, sorry.
Have they got two cars and welded them together?
It was a Volkswagen Jetta, but a really old one, but he's done it up, and it's taken him a long time to do, but what a car.
Really?
I was out there chatting to him about it. I mean, it's cost him thousands to do. It's immaculate. It's been souped up to crap. I mean, it would take on most cars on the road.
But what makes somebody go, I'm going to go out and get a Volkswagen Jetta?
Yeah.
A Volkswagen Jetta.
I want that. And it was in like a sort of brownie gold colour, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in sort of 1970s colour, but great. I mean, it just looked fantastic.
It's a passion. I saw this car come down the door. I thought, geez, God, blimey, that's a bit old,
that's
isn't it?
That's an old car. What's that's an old down car. Here?
Yeah, it's a very unusual thing to see.
Well, do you know, a similar thing when I first saw you, I thought, there's an old thing that's been ridden a lot. it worked out.
Do you know the abuse?
I know he's joking.
I know.
And he's customised you along the way.
Oh no, he's got this beard. You sure you don't want to give it a trim? Shave it all off.
Oh, no, I think the beard really suits you, Carl. In fairness, what do you reckon, Will?
I like it. I've said that. I think it looks good.
The big problem is when I kiss my wife. Mm. When I kiss my girlfriends, they're fine.
Yeah.
And your boyfriend.
And a couple of my boyfriends. Yeah. One of my boyfriends doesn't like it. No. But the other boyfriends like it. But my wife, she just doesn't like it. She goes, ugh.
Well, just give us a demonstration now.
Come on, give us a kiss.
She looks terrified. Oh, she's backing away. She's cowering.
No, let me
just kiss her on the neck.
Like, she kind of looks like she's enjoying that, but trying hard not to.
Get my face.
And you kind of go, well...
It's like kissing a rug.
Now you know how I feel.
Mean.
Men around the country go, yes! Back at you, bitch!
Oh, there's no need. There's no need.
Oh, Mum.
So how was your day, Will?
Wonderful, actually. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Great then.
Where did you go?
I walked around my local town because things started opening up, obviously.
Did you keep a safe 2 metre distance?
Well, do you know what? It's actually quite difficult because people seem to forget there is a pandemic on.
Yes.
I don't know if you've noticed that. You know, you're trying to keep your distance in Morrison's or whatever and you're letting somebody go and some...
Oh, I know. They walk really close to you, don't they? They don't give a shit. So.
Well, so everywhere started opening. So the church was open. So we went and had a look around the church, which was really nice because... I like churches.
You didn't get secretly married, did you?
Yes. No.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Mum, I've got something to tell... No, I wouldn't blame you either.
Had a pasty.
You've gone to Gretna and done it.
Had a pasty from Chatwin's for the first time in a long time.
Oh, Chatwin's.
And just milled about and then came here, really.
Nice.
Pretty much. It was a nice day. Oh, I fell asleep in the park, actually, as well, by the lake. Sat by
pretty.
The lake and fell asleep under the sun and then woke up just before the thunderstorm started.
Wow.
Oh,
good
timing. What a thunderstorm. Last night I was actually scared. I was scared last night.
Now, how can we... There's quite a few people who are scared of thunderstorms. There's been a few round my way. I'm only an hour away from you anyway, but it's amazing how isolated these shelters...
I thought you were going to say, I'm only an hour away, so if you want me to come over and keep you safe, I will.
Well, there's that as well. But that's the thing, though. They're really heavy storms, but I can be just slightly further up the M6 from you and not have... I'll be having warm sunshine and wouldn't even know there's a storm on. And
I know.
Yesterday, I went up to Accrington because to make sure the cameras are okay. Because obviously, you know, Accrington's a most haunted office as well, so we go there sometimes. And I left here, and it was blisteringly hot, wasn't it?
It was.
And then I phoned you up. I was only probably half an hour away up the M6.
Yeah.
Some of the worst rain I've ever driven through in my entire life.
That's
was just
nuts.
Hammering down.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah. But I see a lot of people commenting on how they're scared of thunder and thunderstorms and lightning and everything. And I'm like, it's great. It's one of nature's fantastic things. I love a good thunderstorm.
Unless you leave your bathroom window open, which is I did last night. So I'm so annoyed with myself. Came home. And that must have been, when you think about it, it must have been travelling south, a storm that you'd gone through. Because by the time... It hit here. It was so bad it actually flooded the bathroom floor
and
came through into the kitchen, and I nearly electrocuted myself because without knowing it the water had actually gone behind the light switch, and when I pressed the light my finger went all fizzy.
Oh, you had a fizzy finger.
I've had a fizzy finger.
She likes a fizzy finger.
I do like a fizzy finger. And I thought, oh my god, I actually could have been electrocuted there.
Well, you had a close shave.
That was you guys.
More than most of us.
Bloody shave. Honestly, yes. Yeah, so it was a bit. That was. It took me half an hour to clean the bloody. All the
so what
towels.
Was that yesterday?
Through. Yeah. That was
seems
last
like
night.
Our, it seems like our recent days were more interesting than our day today when we asked how was your day.
I know, because we've been here most of the day, haven't we? Really, not doing very much.
But the big thing about that, what happened to you, made me really think we need to do some changes about the. You know, if that can happen on electrical socket. Mm. We need to do some changes because I have no idea where her insurance documents are. Which made me think, really, I need to know where they are, don't
They're in the cabinet downstairs.
We don't have a cabinet downstairs.
We do, the filing cabinet.
Oh, the filing cabinet.
Yeah.
You mean the cabinet that's a filing cabinet,
yeah.
The files in it.
I don't think I've got any life insurance anymore.
No, you haven't, we cancelled it.
We cancelled it.
It weren't worth it. You weren't. We actually sat there and went, who do we need to keep?
Can't be bothered.
You said, well, with the plan I've got, you need to keep yours.
Oh, I did not.
Fair enough.
I did not at all. Anyway.
Right, shall we check out the correspondence we've
had? Yeah, yeah. What are we going to do? Will sat here. How's this going
to
work?
How are we going to get him out of the cupboard if he's sat next to us? Is he going to do something live?
Go on, Will.
Go on.
Go on. Just do random. What should we do? Should we tinkle the glasses for you? Right, should we tinkle? You're good at tinkling glasses, Mr. Beattie.
Should we get a clap going?
Yeah. Go on, Will.
All right, okay. Okay, here we go.
Go.
Correspondence Corner. Ooh. Another message from another corner.
Yeah.
Correspondence Corner.
Right.
Leave a message and we might get back to you.
Yay!
First time in a long time.
That was Will Unplugged, ladies and gentlemen.
Brilliant.
Right, let's crack on with letter number one for podcast 49. It comes from Tracy from Forest Gate in that there London.
Lovely.
It reads, "Hello, you crazy lot. Lol. I love your podcast. I am a recent listener, a newbie, in fact, and I'm only on podcast 11, so it'll be a while before she catches up to this."
She won't have even heard of Reg Corker then.
No. Not yet. So I expect we'll get letters along the way from that.
I don't know. Did you hear anything?
Well, he's psychic. He should know, shouldn't he?
Yeah, but social distancing.
Yeah, but we need to know.
We need to know whether we can social distance on the chair.
Yeah.
Well, if he rocks up, he rocks up, I suppose. Anyway, she says, "You always have me in fits of laughter," which is an added bonus. Mm. "I've got to learn never to listen to your podcast via headphones whilst in bed as my fiancé is trying to sleep. I'm trying so hard to laugh silently so I don't wake him up, but end up nearly gagging myself as I can't stop laughing. My body is jigging up and down because I'm laughing so much. I'm sure if my fiancé woke up, he would think I'm playing with myself."
Oh, ladies and gentlemen! Lucy! Yay!
We have a bit of Hollywood royalty.
We need the Hollywood royalty music.
Go!
Just had one lesson.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're very welcome.
So, this is the gorgeous Lucy who we have known for, how long have we known you?
A couple of years now, really, isn't it?
Really? A couple of years.
And
we've been corresponding.
Yeah.
Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. No, Watson, you just had
some. She flew in, had to do 2 weeks of isolation before she was allowed out of anywhere, which was a nightmare.
And now she's in the bubble.
Now she's in the bubble.
Yeah.
I'm in the bubble.
In the bubble.
Released into the bubble.
And do you know what's nice about Lucy? Is she's as absolutely fucking nuts as the rest of us.
It does help, doesn't it?
It is.
Yeah. It does.
Would you like a finger? Why did you look at me like that?
Not sure what you mean by that. Oh, these fingers.
What else could it be?
We only just met, Glenn.
And then you're more than welcome to have a cheesy ball, Lou. Ooh. Sorry, yes. So, do anybody think that she was playing with herself? I can't believe she actually wrote that.
I know. She's refreshingly honest from our listeners, I always think. I know we're in lockdown and at the moment, but if and when the live podcast happens again, then please add me and my fiancé on the next live podcast list. We live in London. Thank you so much. Stay safe, Tracy Higgins. Well, that's it. I don't know if we're going to have a live one, maybe later in the year.
Well, definitely. It'd be nice to have one whenever everything sort of goes back to normal.
But we could do, even if we have to have the distancing stuff.
Mm.
You can still work out, just have less people in there, obviously, but we can do a social distancing live podcast.
Yes, we'll have to find a venue that we can accommodate the safe distancing.
Well, we'll see.
The O2 Arena.
Can you imagine? With three people in it.
Right, we've got another letter here from Tina Tobias Parker. I love a double barrel surname.
A what?
A double barrel. Not a double barrel. It's posh, you see. It's
Tina
double barrel.
Tina Tobias
Parker.
Lovely. Do you know what I like?
Tina Tobias Parker, hello.
Hello.
Tina Tobias Parker.
Lovely.
Fuck
you. Lovely. Can you do an English accent, Lucy?
Well, I was going to say it doesn't have the same ring in an American accent.
Do you want to
Tina Tobias Parker.
You're right.
Do it in English.
Tina Tobias Parker.
No, that's much better.
I'm not even into it, I think.
How about Oklahoma? Tina Tobias Parker.
Oh, he
now,
works.
See,
now
there's,
works.
No, there's a ring.
Do you think so?
In Cowboys.
Tina Tobias Parker.
Do you think it's Tobias?
Y'all?
The Tobias works.
Tobias.
Yeah. Tina, can you email in and just let us know if you're posh? Because I really want you to be posh.
Yeah.
I really want you to be so posh that you just look down on us like we're scum.
And then
we
can talk to you on the phone, on the telephone. That's a little invention.
On the electric telephone.
Yes, on the electric telephone. And then we can talk to you. That would be lovely. Anyway, let us know. Do write back.
It reads, hello, you lovely people. So there I was, casually waking up on a sunny Sunday morning, minding my own business, when ping, a WhatsApp from the bro, Dave. I think to myself, what does that bakery wanker want now? So she's the sister of the bakery wanker who often emails us.
Right.
She says, and there it was, not just our ordinary screenshot bragging picture, but a Freling recording of him. It says Freling, but I'm wondering if it means fretting. I'm not sure. A Freling recording of him getting yet another email read out during your podcast. This boy takes the piss. Firstly, I'd like to apologise for his crap and savoury jokes, Yvette. He doesn't get out much, and when he does, he only has flaky sausage rolls he bakes for the company, bless him. So, yes, we are sad buggers that score points for interactions from you lovely guys. I don't care if he's winning, it's the constant bragging that gets on my pipkins. When we are out of isolation, he'll be getting some cheesy balls shoved where the sun don't shine.
Nice.
Anyway, just want you guys to know we love you loads, and all your pics, posts, videos and podcasts keep us sane, keep being you. You're all hilarious. And by the way, feel free to like any posts by a McNoodle41 on your Insta so I can draw some points back. And Yvette, next time you hide and seek, play hide and seek, don't wear a blinking jumper. First rule of hide and seek is to wear clothes you won't sweat your bits off in. Over and out, and not a crap joke in sight. Stay safe, guys. Attached, by the way, is a pic so you can see I'm not a weird, stalky cat woman. And one of me and the bakery wanker to show that we do actually look like
I like that. I like
that. That's her.
Bakery wanker.
She looks posh, though, doesn't she?
Tina.
She looks kind of good.
I just want you to know about these points you're scoring off your brother and everything. I just want you to know, Tina, no matter what your brother says, we all prefer you.
That's a great picture. Shall I read the next email?
No, who's the next email from, by
coincidence? Okay. Hello, you lovely lot. How the devil are you all? Dave Tobias Palmer, your friendly baker wanker here, sending you love and licked pastries from sunny Stansted. Yet again, I'm on a winning streak with my dear old sister. I hear she's trying to muscle in on my new best friends. That's you guys. But she'll never beat me on the old celebrity top trumps. Not now that Yvette managed to move that vase from the window. And the pair of reinforced gusset knickers I managed to pinch out of the wash basket. Of course, I jest. I'm not stealth enough to be a stalker or afford the stalker starter kit. Anyways, I digress from the subject. Tongue twisters, have you got a favourite? Try this sucker. Old Mrs. Hunt having a rust covered...
It's a good one, this.
Old Mrs. Hunt had a rough cunt punt. No!
That's not what it says, is it?
Old Mrs. Hunt had a rough cut punt. Not a punt cut rough, but a rough cut punt. Love as always and stay safe. Dave Tobias Palmer, a.k.a. the Baker Wankery. I mean... The bakery wanker. Old Mrs. Hunt had a rough cut punt. Not a punt cut rough, but a rough cunt punt.
Rough cut punt. If you made that up yourself, Dave, that's brilliant.
That's very good. Go on.
Old Mrs. Hunt had a rough cut punt. Not a punt cut rough.
Did I say cunt?
You can't say cunt on the radio.
You can't say good job, we're not live on the radio.
Yeah.
Do you want to try Lucy?
Yeah, go.
I think we're going to beat those out. Just...
No, we never link principles.
What, the C word?
We put the explicit warning on the...
Yes.
On the...
Go, Lucy.
Oh, I didn't mean to say the C word, people. I apologise.
Go on.
Old Mrs. Hunt had a rough cut punt. Not a punt cut rough, but a rough cut punt!
Yay!
Well done!
There you go.
Go on, Will, you try now.
Old Mrs. Hunt had a rough cut punt, not a putt cunt rough.
Go on, Glenn.
Old Mrs. Hunt had a rough cut punt, not a punt cut rough, but a rough cut... Did I say cunt?
Yes.
I thought I said punt. Jeez, it's terrible, isn't it?
Putt cunt rough.
Pun?
How does it work in a Scottish accent, I wonder?
Go on.
Almost as Hunt had a rough cut punt. No, I said rough cut there.
You did.
Almost as Hunt had a rough cut punt. Not a punt cut rough, but a runt cut puff. A rough cut puff.
You did.
I never did it work. Wow. That was a fun day. Well done.
Oh my God. Right, well,
everyone at home, can you send those in on a soundbite? We need to hear you saying this.
I also think that we should phone up the bakery wanker and then separately his sister.
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
I think you need to give us your phone number so next time we can ring them up. God, that made me laugh.
I think, let me just, I'm just trying to find.
What's... Can I just say, why is it, and I think we've discussed, every time I laugh, water comes from my orifices. Only my facial orifices. Actually, no, sometimes I do pee myself when I am laughing so hard.
No, bless your heart.
What do you mean, oh, bless? You sounded like you were talking to an old fucking woman then.
Well, the thing is,
did
you get to an age where
bless your heart, love, and you meant
when you get old.
You meant it, you
only because I care.
With your twisting of your forelock hairdo.
I know, it's getting in the way, doing me nothing.
Just let me cut it.
No.
All right,
leave people's hair alone.
I could just get the kitchen scissors now and give them a quick tweak.
Yeah. You talk to me.
Go on.
Right, next letter. Hello, I'm just writing to say how amazing listening to the podcast and watching everything on YouTube and the Most Haunted app has been, as well as the horrible situation everyone has been in. You have massively cheered me up as I found out that I was being cheated by my boyfriend. And found out he was spending the quarantine with this girl. I got in touch with the lovely girl and told her what was happening, which resulted in him being thrown out.
Yes.
Good.
Me and the girl are now friends.
Oh, good. I thought she was going to say they moved in together.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You always put a smile on my face. This is from Amy
from Wigan.
Amy, your boyfriend is an absolute cock.
Yes.
And if you just tell him that all of us here around this table think he's a cock, and you can tell him that we think he's a cock.
What is he?
Cock.
It's a great word, that, isn't it?
It is. Mm. Yeah, cock-a-doodle-doo.
It really takes a lot of thinking to cheat on somebody during quarantine.
Yeah, it does, actually.
Yeah. I mean, that's evil. It's just hassle, isn't it? Why would you even bother with the hassle? It's just ridiculous. Anyway, Marie Pellinger in Southampton writes, hello all, hope you're well and keeping safe, and hope there will be a podcast soon. Well, there is, it's this one. Thank you for reading my email about crocheting and following Carl's request. I have made a freestyle effort to crochet a vagina. See the photograph below.
I thought it looked like a vagina from over here.
I said I'm to you on our third date.
You did.
I've only got a black and white printer, so it's not come out. But anyway, she assures us it would have been pink, but I had run out of that colour of wool. It was more of a purple colour. I'd be more than happy to send this to you, Carl, she says. So there's the picture there. Have a look at that.
That is the nicest vagina I've ever seen.
What are you trying to say?
You've even got the clitoris on there.
It's such a horrible word.
At least you could find it.
Why do they use such horrible words to describe the privates of people?
What, vagina?
Yeah, the vagina is a horrible word. And clitoris? What the hell is that? I mean, I know what it is, but what the hell is that as a word?
Well, think about it. If it was given a different word, then that word would be a horrible word, wouldn't it? So it wouldn't matter what you call it.
Vagina. Sparkle.
Yes.
But only because sparkle sounds is attached to something that's nice. Did you know the only organ that's named itself is the brain?
I think clunge is quite hard.
Think about that.
Yeah.
What's that?
I think clunge.
Clunge is nice.
Slang.
Vagina slang.
Oh, I've never
such a
heard
hard
that.
Word
that
for
in
it.
English.
What about punch hole?
That's disgusting.
Haven't we gone through all the variations
we
on
have
the previous
before.
Book?
So what Lucy? Sleeve? Yeah, we have. We've done that one.
But you girls have made it. Call it a pussy. To make
no,
it like,
we didn't.
You know, pussy.
No, we didn't.
Foo-foo.
Let's call it pussy. Foo-foo. What do you foo-foo. Call it, Lucy, in America? What are some of the American
words? What's the common
words?
Names?
In my circles, we call it a pussy.
Yeah.
But I know many women that hate that.
Yeah,
I'm
not
think
a kid.
It's cute.
Do you like? No, I'm not a fan of that.
What else?
Watson is cute. What didn't you call it a Watson?
A what?
It depends on the context in which you're referring to it. So if you're being dirty, you call it a pussy. But if you're being like sweet about it, or medical, what do you call it?
Many things.
Fanny.
A fanny. But you call that's your bum, isn't it? In America.
I don't know. I've never called the bum fanny.
Have you not? I thought Americans did.
It's a fanny pack is a
bum
bag.
It's a
bum bag.
It goes in the front.
But we call that a bum bag, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, we call it a fanny pack.
See, there.
Yeah. What else? Twat.
Twat. Twat, yes.
Twat is a good word.
You all say twat.
Yeah, yeah, we do.
Twat and twat as well. We use
I've never heard twat before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twat.
No, you've heard twat.
No,
I've
heard a twat.
Yeah.
Have you?
Well,
I've
just
got
a twat, yeah.
I've heard a twat, but not a twat.
What's a twat?
A twat is a twat.
Twat is a pussy.
You just... A plus B equals C.
I wonder how many cats are called twat.
Excuse me?
Oh, I wonder how many cats are called twat. Miss Twat.
By
Pussy Twat.
I thought I pussy twat.
It's only the rude things that really make us laugh. Go on.
Mark Harris from Barnwell.
Who? What?
Mark Harris.
Oh, Mark
Harris. Right on the Harris.
I did.
Mark Harris from Barnwell in Northamptonshire says, "Hello, my little dumplings."
Oh.
Hello, Mark.
It's my birthday today. Well, it's probably gone now, hasn't it, really? Yeah. It's my birthday today, so I threw caution to the wind and thought, why not? I'll send in my little email. Oh, it's more
it's
than a little
massive.
Email. It's huge. It takes up a whole page of
A4. Yeah.
I learned about the podcast a few weeks ago, and I was planting my seed potatoes in the garden and listening intently through my AirPods.
Seeding the potatoes.
Yeah. I was... balls deep. I nearly lost the contents of my bladder when, amongst other things, Yvette asked Angela about rimming. My mother would kill me. The neighbours must have thought I was having a moment as I burst out laughing for no apparent reason. Here's something I think you'll like. A few years ago, I was watching some brain-dead telly, flicking through the channels as you do, when I came across Jewellery Maker, a shopping channel for purchasing semi-precious stones. Basically, shit rocks and pebbles.
How much
you spend? Yeah. The presenter enthusiastically asked for viewers to send in jokes via text, so I did. She then said, "We've just received a joke from Mark in Northamptonshire." Talk about an instant response, because nobody else is watching, probably. That's right. I'm sat in front of the TV and had just pressed send. The first one was pretty lame. "I threw a boomerang at a ghost the other day. I knew it would come back to haunt me," was the first joke. I quite like that, actually. Enthused by their response, I sent in a closer to the bone one, and again, the response was instant, but they obviously didn't think it was going to be a bit naughty. The presenter said with great enthusiasm, "We've got another one from Mark in Northamptonshire. I'm not saying my wife is ugly..." but this is where her face visibly dropped. "When she went round to the neighbours last Halloween to tell them to turn the TV down, they gave her some sweets." Well, this was promptly followed by forced laughter. My gusset was drenched, not from the joke, but from laughing at the poor presenter. The first joke is a good contender as a shit joke, don't you think? As Yvette is taking up crocheting, by the way, I thought and send in a few pics of potential future projects. Love the show. Long may it rain. Now, we've just had a crocheted vagina.
Yes, yes.
Now you've got some more crocheted vaginas.
Oh, yes.
You've got...
have we started off the thing?
I think we have.
Here?
You've got key rings.
Wait.
I'll let you tell the listeners what the second picture is of underneath the key ring vaginas.
What the
It's a tea
case. It's a vagina tea case.
That is fantastic.
It's got the spout sticking out.
Oh, my God. You people can actually make... There's patents for this.
There's a patent for a tea cozy, a vagina tea cozy.
Vagina, oh, my God.
And a vagina key ring.
Wow.
Too bad your birthday just passed, Carl.
I know, it's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah. Shall I read the next one?
Yes, by all means.
By all means.
By all means.
By
indeed.
All means.
By all means.
You do that and I'll have one of Mr. Kim's
crocheted vagina. Stop your face.
I want a crocheted vagina because yours is no good anymore.
Hi, Yvette, Carl, Glenn, the mums, and of course Mary. Well, Mary's not here. She's got a new game, hasn't she? She's upstairs playing a bloody game. She said, she went, "Oh, I've got a migraine." No, you haven't, Mary. And I know you're listening to this now, probably in your car. You haven't got a migraine. You've just gone upstairs to play your game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. She's gone upstairs to play with herself.
No.
That's what the game is.
Playing with yourself.
It's your dirty mind.
No, it isn't.
It is.
I've made an innocent statement there.
Right. Hi. I've said that. Hello, everybody. I'm loving the podcast. They've kept me entertained and sane from being a stay-at-home mum to a two-year-old. Though driving, listening to you is all... sorry, I can't read. All is proving a hazard, as I'm usually crying with laughter.
Sorry to interrupt.
What's the matter?
No, I don't understand. Has she transformed herself from a stay-at-home mum to a two-year-old?
No, sorry, I'll start again.
Because she just said, this has kept me insane from... a stay-at-home mum to a two-year-old. So she's transformed from a stay-at-home mum to a two-year-old.
I'm loving the podcast. They've kept me entertained and sane from being a stay-at-home mum to a two-year-old.
Yeah, so she's transformed.
You're quite right. Though driving, listening to you all is proving a hazard, as I'm usually crying with laughter. I've been lucky enough to meet Carl a couple of times in Aberdeen. He loved my Ghostbusters nails and took the piss out of me for leaving my friend's wedding to come to Fyvie Castle. Brilliant. Don't worry, the bride knows how much I love Most Haunted, so didn't mind, lol. I'm still on her Christmas card list. Thought you would appreciate the change your name section. When I was at school, we had a teacher called Mr. McCracken, and I shit you not, his first name was Phil. Phil McCracken! Yeah, did you get that, Lucy? So, Phil.
She's shaking her head.
A crack.
Phil McCracken.
Well, Phil.
Oh, yes!
Kraken. Do you think when the kids were bad, they went, bring in the Kraken?
I think they probably did. We would have done.
Wait a second.
Yeah, Phil McCracken, you change your name.
That's a great name for touring, when you have to stay in a hotel and give a fake name.
There you go, you can use that.
Phil
McCracken.
Phil McCracken.
You need to use that. Now everybody knows.
Everybody knows. You have to change it a little bit. And I shit you not, his first name was Phil. Good. Thanks for making us laugh and helping me through my day. I hope to see you all again and one day meet you, Yvette. Love and light, Lindsay.
Trust me, Lindsay, it's much better meeting me.
Urquhart.
Urquhart. You're changing name, Lindsay. Come on, Urquhart.
Lindsay, you need to change your name. She's got great nails.
We love you, Lindsay. And Aberdeen, P.S. Loving Agnes on the podcast, and so funny how you struggle to understand her grit, and great to hear the Scottish twang. We can't understand her at
That's
all.
That's not nice calling her a twang.
That's a good word, that is.
It is a good word. What were you going to say there, Will?
We had a Mrs. Shatwell at school.
Your name. This is bad.
She was lovely. She was lovely.
She just Shatwell.
I remember coming home from school. I must have been about 6 or 7, and I said, how was your day? And I said, it's all about Mrs. Shatwell, and both of you started crying.
We couldn't believe it.
You told me, and I could never look at her in the same way ever again.
Ever again. Wasn't there somebody else with a weird name? Didn't you have somebody else?
The bowel movement.
Well, I had Mr. Hopper at school.
Oh, Mr. Hopper.
And you went to, when it was parents' evening, you made as many frog jokes as you possibly could.
I was actually banned from going to Will's pairing. There was one point when...
By the school or by Will?
By everyone. We were talking to his maths teacher once, and bearing in mind, William did really well at school, and he was a hard-working lad. But I can't help but take the piss when you go to do these parent evenings. And I used to try and grab Yvette and dance with her in the middle when everyone else was talking. And she would go, stop it, people are looking. I went, yeah, arsed. But we were talking to your maths teacher once, and we sat down, and he said, so how's William? He said, yes, he's doing okay, you know, he could do better. And I said, strange that, I said, because he's really quick with maths at home. And he said, oh, is he? And I said, yeah. I said, when we're dealing with coke, I said, we're splitting it up into different. I said, he can pinpoint me. I said, how much it is for a gram, an ounce? I said, he can literally, when we're bagging
dying.
It up.
I am dying.
And he's looking at me.
It was a woman. It was a woman.
Was it?
It was a woman.
Oh, it was, wasn't it?
She looked a bit like a bloke, actually.
And it was the beard that put me off. She was looking, and I just went on about how great he is. I said, because he can go to a street corner. I said, he can change the deal, but it'll be a deal across every single thing he's selling on the street corner.
I think it was after that one that I said, you're never, ever coming to a
pair
ever again.
Really? No, of course fucking not.
I think she wasn't listening.
You didn't do very well at Mr. Onions, did you?
Mr. Onions!
Mr. Onions! I bet he knew some stuff.
Mr. Yeah. Onions, he was my English teacher.
This is the first thing.
Well, he lives just outside Leek, apparently. And the story was that he had a daughter called Spring, but I don't know.
No way!
We used to have, you know, when they used to teach the Green Cross Code and how to cross the road safely.
The Green Cross Code?
The Green Cross Code. Yeah. I've not even had any wine. But we used to have a visiting policeman who was regular to the primary school, and he was called PC Pickles.
Oh, my God!
And he had, it was his real surname, but he had these puppets which would teach you how to cross the road safely as well. But forever ingrained in our memories.
Yeah. And the Green Cross Code.
That's easy for you
to
say.
The guy who used to do the Green Cross Code.
Right, let's go back to that tongue twister, yeah. Shall we?
They actually forget is he was originally, he played Frankenstein in one of the Hammer horror movies.
And
Star Wars fans will probably know that he was actually Darth Vader.
Oh, is
he was the man in the suits, yeah.
The man in the suit.
Wow.
Yeah, David Prowse.
David Prowse.
Yeah.
So...
who I've spoken to on the phone.
Does he sound like this?
Yes.
He kept telling me that he was my dad.
Yeah.
And calling me Luke for some reason.
Strange man.
Did you ever have any strange names, Lucy,
I'm
at
thinking,
school?
I'm trying to think of teachers' names. I can't... I had Mrs. Sarf.
Sarf?
Sarf.
Sarf.
Yeah.
Sarf.
Sarf. And my
why would you say it like that?
Because it makes me want to say it like
this
that.
This is Sarf.
Oh, no.
It was a nightmare. She used to keep the classroom freezing cold because she said she thought that it made students
stay awake. Bitch.
And I just thought that was so unfair. Yeah. It was miserable.
It was
maybe
because
she just liked to look at nipples.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was fond of the female.
Yeah.
Sarf.
My kindergarten teacher was Miss McNulty, but I couldn't say that, so I called her Miss McMelty.
I can't even say it.
McMelty.
McMelty.
Miss McMelty.
McMelty.
As in
I'm melting.
Yeah.
McMelty.
Help me, I'm melting.
I'm melting.
Got another email here.
Yes.
It's from... it doesn't say. Oh, Charlie Linton, it does. Hello, everyone. And it's Charlie from Helsby here again. And I was absolutely honoured that my joke was read out in the shit jokes. It was the Gaviscon joke, by the way. And was even more honoured that no one laughed. A truly shit joke. Although I know if Mary was there, she would have loved it. Anywho, since being home from uni and being surrounded by people much older than me, I find myself very bored. However, I recently found that annoying the shit out of everyone is really curing my boredom. My latest prank was to line up some pint glasses coming out of the bath, all full of water, and shouted, "Mum, quick, there's water coming out of the bathroom." She came running in a panic after quickly getting out of bed, thinking the bathroom was flooded, for me to be stood there laughing and looking at four pints of water. She took one look, shook her head, and shouted, "I wish you could fuck off back to uni." If anyone has any more pranks, please let me know, because I'm loving annoying her. Hope you're all well and keep up the amazing work. I think I think the cellophane over the toilet's a good one to play on.
Have you seen them? There's a fantastic, I love them. Oh, what's it bloody called now? Oh, for God's sake.
It's a foil vagina.
It is a foil vagina.
I've made a foil vagina.
That's really good.
Oh, God. Back in your box.
Sorry.
Martin and Bex on Facebook. They make me, you know, with the world going a bit crazy right now,
yeah.
All you want to do is, like, Mr. Beattie is fantastic. He's doing, like, going, putting cameras in the woodland, and we've got some amazing video footage of foxes and things like that. And it really cheers you up. So you're looking for some sort of comedy. So Bex and Martin on Facebook, very funny. I would highly recommend
them. In the woods, have you found all this, a spotted crested twat flap, though?
Yes, I have, yeah, yeah. Yeah, she walks past with the dogs most days.
Are you trying to say I'm a twat flap?
No, you just say you've got a twat flap.
Oh, dear.
And if anyone at home wants to know how to make a foil vagina, I actually think my foil vagina is pretty good.
To take a picture of it and post it on the podcast. I can't speak.
Doesn't bode well for this job, does it?
Very detailed.
It is. Right, what's the next email?
Right, next email comes from Robert Longland.
Longland.
Hello, dearest pod people. Just a quick message to wish you all well in these troubled times. My fiancé and I are key workers and have work all through the lockdown. I'm a food delivery driver for a large, well-known supermarket, and my beautiful fiancé is a carer. So we haven't stopped. And she is a true inspiration to me, and I'm proud to be part of her life. Be glad when all this is over, though, and we can get back to normal. Thanks for Podcast 48. That and binge-watching Most Haunted makes everything just a little bit better. Stay safe and keep smiling. Kind regards from Keepers of Bernard the Owl. If you remember, they knitted that owl that they keep on the bedpost.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what? Both of you, thank you so much for doing all you've done throughout this horrible, horrible time that everyone's gone through. Because without people like you, it would have all halted.
It would have.
Everything would have...
Ground to a halt.
That's what I'm looking for. Yeah. I couldn't... It's my age.
Wait, do you know what we haven't had? Well, I've had a gin and tonic... A
wine?
Small one. I haven't had any wine. Nothing. And
yeah,
we can't
but I
speak.
I have made a foil vagina.
Yeah, all right.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Now, we've had an email from somebody called Lucy.
Oh, it's not you, is it, Lucy?
But maybe you should read it.
Okay, I'll read it.
Go, Lucy,
it's
go.
Your namesake, so there you go. Do you want to lean into the microphone?
Lean into this microphone.
Lucy. Hi, Yvette and Glenn. Love the podcast. I'm now catching up with them all starting at episode 1.
I'm working nights, and it helps a lot to listen when I get home and can't relax, as they're so funny. I found this soup in the reduced section at Morrison's. Can't think why. Cock flavor noodle soup mix. It's a Caribbean favorite. Cock flavor noodle soup
mix.
Why
would you put that?
And it has Grace at the top of it, top. Which is my sister's name.
Well, you just wouldn't want that. Grace is...
So Grace is
Grace Cock. No. Quality since 1922.
That may be, but I just still don't understand why you'd put the word cock on the front of anything that you're going to consume.
Well, there is a chicken on it.
There is.
Oh, like you've never had any cock in your mouth, both of you.
Oh, cock, for goodness
He's
sake.
He's talking about the soup.
Soup, for crying out, please.
Your minds are filthy.
I have never come across that soup.
Me neither.
No, but I bet that soup's come across.
No.
Stay well, and thanks for the smiles, Lucy.
Yes, thank you, darling.
Well, I was named after a British Lucy, so there you go.
You were? A British Lucy.
A British Lucy.
British Lucy.
Do you want to read the next one, Yvette?
Yeah, go on.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Why? I have like one sip in my glass. What is going on?
She's worse than me. She's worse than me.
You are worse.
That's one sip. Right, down in one then.
Do you know the great thing about Lucy is at night when Lucy's, because Lucy's been here a couple of times, and the thing is when everyone else has had some wine and Lucy's out, Yvette will go, do you like a drink of tea? She go, no, I'm happy.
She does. I feel like you're rushing me because you're standing with the bottle over me and I haven't finished this one.
No, you said there wasn't enough in it.
Oh, it's not that one?
No, you had this one.
Okay, the next email. Actually,
that's it.
We're on to shit jokes.
Oh, wow.
We are now on to shit jokes.
Right, here's the jingle.
Shit jokes, two drivers round the bend. Shit jokes, they can't be worse than Lent.
They keep coming, for God's sake.
Sorry?
Please, can we stop sending the shit jokes?
Keep them coming in, please.
Yeah. Nikki and Courtney Murphy. A bear walks into a bar and asks for a gin and... Coke. The barman says, what's with the big paws? The bear says, I don't know, I was born with them. Right, go away. Nikki and Courtney Murphy, you may be lovely. That's not funny.
Not laughing.
At all. That's so bad. That's a really shit joke.
Let's see what the Americans think of this joke. Yeah.
Shit.
Not good.
You read the next
they
one.
Might get it in Oklahoma, but definitely not on the coasts. Not on the coasts. Kelly Marsden. Hey, podcasters, thanks for the laughs. Keep podcasting and we will keep laughing. You definitely bring us joy in these times of uncertainty. I was scrolling through Facebook and came across this image below. I thought you might want to enter it into your shit jokes compilation. I certainly roll my eyes at this one. Enjoy, or not, as the case may be. Woman slammed for stockpiling ice cream, tinned fruit, and raspberry sauce. Her husband told us she must be planning to self-isolate for a month of Sundays.
Yeah, do I need to say the joke again? Did you not get it?
No, we did get it. It's just so shit.
Woman slammed for stockpiling ice cream. Tinned fruit and raspberry sauce. And her husband told us she must be planning to self-isolate for a month of Sundays. Spelled
Lucy.
S-U-N-D-A-E-S.
It was shit the first time.
Can I just say one thing? We have a great relationship with America, and I don't want it ruined today. Podcast
with this bloody joke. Like, give me that before
After
you read
all
it again.
Been through, it's ruined.
Yeah.
All right, I'll back down. Hundreds of years of history together.
All right,
that was a shit joke. They're all shit jokes. I hate them.
Loved it.
Right. Hello there, everyone. This comes from Stephen Mark Steve McQueenie. Says hello there, everyone. I hope you're all keeping well during this scary time, and I would like to wish you all a happy belated Easter also. Has it been that long?
God.
I totally forgot I emailed about Droylsden FC, and I thought it made me giggle when you read the email out. Thanks for that. I genuinely thought Droylsden was a made-up place. Anyway, I have a shit joke for you. I hope it makes you giggle as much as I did. Here we go. What's the difference between pink and purple?
What?
Grip.
That made me laugh.
It's a good
one. That made me laugh, that did.
That is good.
William's not laughing.
What's the difference between pink and purple? Grip.
He gets it.
He's just...
It's ace. Right. Now,
it's
I tell
ace.
What, we've got a couple of bedtime stories to share with you, which have been sent to us through various forms, either on an email attachment or through our Facebook page. And the first one is bedtime. It's called Brenda Had a Beaver. Why are you laughing?
I think I've seen this.
Right. Well, for those who haven't, here is how the whole story unfolds.
Brenda has a beaver, and she's ready to confess. As soft and sweet as it may seem, her beaver is a mess. Brenda's beaver's big. Brenda's beaver's hairy. Every guy who sees it says that Brenda's beaver's scary. Brenda took her beaver for a swim down at the lake. By the looks that she received, she figured that was a mistake. She she stuffed that furry mound into a swimming suit. It stuck out all around. It was anything but cute. This is great. Some who saw it laughed. Others were just stunned. Brenda's beaver was hanging out, soaking up the sun. Her friends could not believe her. They said, "We need to talk." They covered up her beaver and they took her for a walk. "I hope we don't seem pushy," said her biker friend Kim. "Your beaver is too bushy. We just think it needs a trim." "Chrissy's beaver is quite rare. It could be worth a million." "Hers is bare. It has no hair. Her beaver must be a Brazilian." "Her beaver was so tiny. They could not believe their eyes. It was smooth and it was shiny. It was hard to recognize." "Now Brenda is so proud. It seems like every time we see her, she is in the center of the crowd showing off her beaver."
She was brilliant. Now we've got another bedtime. It's tickled you, that, hasn't it? Right, we've got, if that didn't send you to sleep, maybe this story will. This is about a pussycat.
Oh, for God's sake.
And the story goes like this.
Mary has a little pink pussy. She loves her pussy so much that she strokes it every night. Mary likes to show her pussy to all her friends. She invites her friends to drink her pussy as well. One of Mary's friends, Tommy, has a big cock. The big cock couldn't help but behave excitedly when it saw the pussy. It started... Another of Mary's friends, Jane, also has a pussy. However, her pussy was dirty because many people played with it.
Oh my God!
I think he couldn't get past much.
That's
as short as it
could. That actually made me cry. I'm crying.
I didn't know he knew our daughter.
Oh no!
Wow.
Oh my God.
Well, we thank you for sending those in and bringing them to our attention. Anything else like that, keep them coming. We've got an email address, which is
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
And
actually, if so, we should give a prize, and the prize will be my very accurate
robot's vagina.
foil vagina.
Yeah, no expense spared on this show, eh?
No expense spent.
Hey?
We shall send you this foil vagina.
Yes.
Now we've got another round of What's That Noise, ladies and gentlemen?
What's that noise? 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 Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
Is it still? No, someone guessed it, surely.
Well, actually, as it turns out, they have.
Yay!
Hey!
Let's remind ourselves of what the noise sounds like. There you go. It's been a long time coming, this.
Spotty
Vetson. Oh, shut up!
Now, we did have lots of guesses coming in, but I'm going to... The correct guess came in first, actually, but I want to go through the other ones as well. So we'll get to the right person who got it right at the end, even though it was the first email I received in that order. Hi, gang. Hope you're all well and fighting fit. I must thank you from the bottom of my heart for these podcasts and YouTube channel. I cheer myself up and like to guess the mystery noise. Would it be coffee beans being decanted into a grinder, says Pat Adams writes.
Every time he reads an email.
What did he do?
I mean, I'm no better.
I'm paraphrasing that.
Oh my God, it's so funny. Stuttering in the pair of us.
Anyway, it wasn't that. Now, it was John Starr in the United States who said, was it potato chips?
That's right.
Well, he came back on and guessed that again, which is still wrong. Pringles, still wrong. Is it the mother's keys in a swinger's bowl? Daniel Keats says pasta in a saucepan. It wasn't that either. And hi to Ali. No idea where she's emailed in from, but she thought the mystery noise guess was decorative coals or rubble.
I love it.
I can imagine it's the kind of thing that Angela would have in the house, though, isn't it?
Decorative coal.
Yeah, it's a decorative coal diamond.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Diamond.
Yeah.
We've got to find that for Christmas.
Decorative coal.
Anyway, let's see who did get this right. First, it was Gemma Smith.
Yes, Gemma. Smith.
The mystery noise is chips in a bowl. Proper British chips,
yay!
Not crisps. We were about to eat some food, weren't we?
Yes.
It was being served up on the table, and in a glass Pyrex bowl was some chips.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm confused because her guess was
chips,
which means fries.
Yes,
in England, yeah.
Which is basically exactly
what
you just said.
How does that make a noise?
They were really badly cooked.
There you go. And unfortunately for John Starr, he did finally say that in the end. Is it chips being crunched up in a bowl?
But he was too late. Well, if we were, we had lots of money to spare on this podcast, we would send a prize to you, John.
I think we should anyway. I will fund that prize.
You just want to give your vagina away.
we'll make another one and send it to
John.
You need to send us your postal address, please. So if you could email us hello@anytimepodcast.com, we'll email you one of Carl's foil vaginas.
Yes.
We'll email you a foil
vagina.
Yeah,
you've got four more of these.
Four more cakes to eat.
No, they still got the cherry.
Hey!
Sorry, they're little cakes with cherries on them.
Yeah, Bakewell tarts.
In fact, what I might do is send you this foil vagina and a cherry and see if you...
Wow.
No!
Leave it there.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, I think I can hear a car pulling up.
Ooh.
Oh my goodness
me. It's an old car, isn't it?
Oh my goodness me.
It's Dr. Driscoll and Miss Tarpley.
Yay!
The adventures of Mickey, Stumpopoly, and Dr. Driscoll.
As it's been a while since we last checked in on our crime-fighting duo, I will save you from the laborious and extremely long-winded explanation as to what the newlyweds have been up to. So I'll just tell you that Miss Tarpley is still trying to sniff out dastardly deeds in her own backyard, along with her rather large brain but seemingly slow macabre husband, Dr. Driscoll. We join them, having been in lockdown for 4 months, with Dr. Driscoll's elderly, flatulent mother.
Mother? Do you have to leave your hair in the lavatory? You've hardly any left on your head as it is. You could give it to me for some of my chemistry research. It's just Miss Tarpley finds it so distressing when she uses the water closet.
My dear boy, I'm sure she's used to it by now. And anyhow, it's grown so long and gets in the way at night. Tangled in the sheets, you know. I have to cut it myself. I would ask you to do it for me, but I fear you may be a little distressed, as it's not the hair from my head, you silly ninny. It's from my...
Phil, my dear!
No, it's me.
So, my dear, I hear your stomach is much better. Shame.
Well, deduced, my love. I fear she is on the mend. So, yes, it's all hands to the sheets.
Pardon?
Sorry.
Oopsie. Oopsie. I think it would be wonderful if we could have some of that beef bourguignon for dinner.
Do you think that's wise, Mother? I fear you may gas us all to death, you flatulent old witch.
Come, come, my dear. Let me pour you both some tea.
Lovely tea, son. You are very talented. I always said you grow up to be handsome and clever, and I was right. Oh! 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 Excuse me.
If you would like some beef, Mother, may I suggest you go to the... freezer in the garage and retrieve it. It's a bit of exercise. Would do you the world of good, you dried up old huss.
What did you say?
Pardon?
I said you better get in there before dusk.
Hmm. Come, come, my love. I know it's been hard. I wish. But the lockdown will soon be over and life will begin to get back to normal.
I'm off.
We know.
I'm off to get some meat.
Oh! Excuse me.
As Madonna says, time moves by so slowly, and that's exactly how it felt to the newly married couple as they waited for the mother to return with 8 pounds of beef. But after an hour, there was no sign, or unfortunately, no sound of her.
I can smell something, Dr. Driscoll. And it's not your mother.
What is it, my love? Is it the sweet smell of freshly mown grass, or could it possibly be the sweet smell of my soggy cotton bottoms? Or is it my swamp foot again? I know the latter really gets your mifty moving.
Alas, my love, no, 'tis the smell of a murder. Come, Dr. Driscoll, follow me. Ah, it's in here, in the garage. Quick, open the back door, my love. No, I meant the real garage door. Will you stop with the fumbling of my elasticated, discounted people's friend, viscoat polyester mix relaxed pants? Later, my love. But for now, open up the garage door. That one.
Oh, my Lord. Dear God. Heaven help us! Heaven to Betsy! Goodness gracious! Holy Mother of God! Sweet Jesus of Nazareth! It can't be!
Yes, I'm afraid that his mother's buttocks in the air and her head is wedged between the beef curtains. Quick!
I wrote that line.
I'm afraid that is your mother's buttocks in the air and her head is wedged between the curtains. Quick, check for a pulse.
Yes. No, she's dead.
Something's off here, my love, and it's not just Mother's bottom I'm talking about. I fear there's been
say, don't you mean murder? Dun, dun, dun!
Join us next time when our crime-fighting duo tried to prize the 8 pounds of prime beef from between mother's false teeth and then tried to hunt down the rampant freezer killer. Only in Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll's The Mother.
Shall we phone the mothers?
Yay! Yay! Let's phone the mothers!
Right, so what do we say we're going to do? We're going to phone my mum because she's expecting a call, but your mum isn't. So let's get Agnes in on it first, shall we? So let's see how this goes.
Hello?
Hello, Agnes!
Yes, Agnes!
Hello. Who are you?
Yes. Who are you, she says.
Agnes, it's us.
It's your favourite son.
Which one?
Hello, gorgeous. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Oh, we miss you.
I do, I miss you all.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so nice. We've got William here and William's girlfriend, Lucy, from America.
Hi, Agnes.
Oh, very nice.
I'm happy to meet you.
Oh, lovely. And you?
Great.
I've been left out, but I'm here as well.
Carl's
I'm just,
here.
I'm just the husband.
She can't hear you because you're not talking into the mic. I think that's
Agnes, I've made a foil vagina.
So how was your day, Agnes? What have you been up to today?
My day, well, I actually got out today.
Did you?
And I went down and got my medicine from the chemist.
Yeah. Oh, yes,
and then I went to the vets to get the cat's medicine.
To get your pussy some medicine.
And then I went to the garage to book my MOT for my car.
Good, yeah, I've been busy then, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been busy, yeah.
Oh, you do get about
so
a bit.
Glenn, I got the letter today saying it was due.
Oh, right, yeah. Okay. Yeah, the MOT.
The MOT, eh?
Yeah, fantastic. That's good. So you're on top of everything then?
So that's it, yeah.
Now, I think we need to phone Angela, but the thing is, she doesn't know that that you're going to be the one who's speaking to her.
Oh, go on.
So we need to think of something that we can sort of like wind her up.
Uh-huh.
What can we do?
She's
what
like, don't ask me.
I'm just trying to think now. Something that's not obvious. She's been trying to make scones, my mum, failing dismally.
Still.
Could Agnes not say that she ordered some feminine hygiene products, but she was so embarrassed she sent them to Ange because she didn't want them at her house. And has Ange got them?
Oh, yes, that's a good one. Did you hear that, Mother?
Not quite, no.
Right, so you've ordered some feminine hygiene products, but you were so embarrassed with the order, you've given them Ange's address, and you're phoning to ask if Ange has received them. So you were with us on that?
So we're
going to phone Angela. The next voice you hear will be Angela.
But pretend we're not here.
Yes, but we're not here, okay?
Right.
So please leave your message after the tone.
Angela, pick up your phone, darling. It's Agnes. Listen, I've sent some products, and what I've done is I've sent them to your address by mistake.
Who is it?
It's Agnes. Oh, Agnes!
Oh, bloody hell. Are you all right, love?
I'm fine, yeah. Listen, I've done a daft thing. I went and ordered some products, and it's a bit embarrassing, Angela. It's feminine hygiene products, and I put your address on it. I don't know why the hell I did that. So I'm just wondering if they actually got to your house.
When did you order them?
Last week.
When did you order these things?
Last Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
Well, they've not come yet. What are they? Ten of ladies or what? Pants? Lead ten of pants? What is it you're into at the moment?
Pants. Ten of pants.
Ten of pants? Is that what you've ordered?
Yeah,
I hope they're wrapped up in brown paper. Oh, dear. Oh, well, I'll look out for them.
Well, that's okay then. That's smashing. Anyway, how are you doing?
I'm not so bad, love. How are you?
How are you? Yeah,
good. Have you been getting out? Are you still on Oh, lock up.
Whatever. Yeah, well, I just can't.
Lock up. Lockdown. Are you still on lockdown? I haven't been out yet.
Well, the family do some shopping for me, but I managed to get out today and did some of my things down to the chemist and, you know, things like that. Like,
did you have your face mask on?
You know, I actually did. It's the first time I've worn one today. I went to the chemist. I thought, I better put it on just in case they tear me off. Like, you know.
Yeah.
So have you been wearing it?
Pardon?
Have you been wearing the face mask?
I have today, yes. I went to Ellen's, 92-year-old lady that I go and see. Uh-huh. And I went and did a hair. It's the first time, really, although I did go to my vet's one day with Rick, and I did wear a mask. Well, a bit of a pain, really. All my bloody makeup came off around my mouth. Had to keep it on for the rest of the day. God.
How's the wee dog getting on?
Oh, well, it's just started to thunder here. So she's a bit...
nervous.
A bit nervous, but she's okay. She still won't come on my bed. Since I had the house decorated and I've changed my room around, she won't come on my bed.
Oh, dear.
No.
Oh, you have to change it back again, Angela.
No, I can't do that, no. Oh, it's nice to hear from you. I don't know when they'll be doing this podcast again.
Well, that's it. I know. No. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Well, never mind. As long as we're all alive, eh?
Yes!
I'm becoming an agoraphobic, I think. I quite like it.
Can you not hear us?
It's not bothered me staying in because I never go out.
Angela!
Anyway, I'm always in.
Angela! Mother! 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 Hello?
Sorry?
Mother?
What
sorry.
Did you say?
Pardon?
I think somebody else is on
pardon?
The line, Angela.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, hello. Are you still there?
Pardon?
Yeah. Sorry?
Pardon? Hello?
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 Hello? Angela, somebody else speaking.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello?
You've never done a podcast.
Hey!
Oh, my God, where are you then?
We're in your glory hole.
Oh, I'm not near, I'm at home.
Oh, are you there?
No, Agnes is at home.
Don't cast me, miserable sod.
No, Agnes is at home.
Anyway. Oh, hello, Betty Boo. Then, hey, Carl and everybody.
Yes, hey. We are.
Hey. We're here.
No, they're still there.
Oh. Not very good, is it?
No, it's a bit...
charming.
What do you call it when you can't hear them?
Deaf.
Hello?
Angela.
What did you say?
Pardon?
Hello?
Who?
What?
Quarter to ten.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll leave it there then.
Oh, nice to speak to you. I didn't know that then. And here am I going to sign for your panty thing.
Well, let me know when they come, Angela.
I will. I'll let you go.
Love you.
Okay.
Bye-bye, both of you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yay!
Wow.
We got
so
there at the end.
Nice.
The mothers. Oh, you can't do a show without the mothers.
You can't do a show without
that
the mothers.
That was great.
They're fabulous.
Now, do we have the sound of a Reg arriving?
Skidding.
Oh, God. I don't know if I'm ready for this.
I'm not sure I am either.
Oh, my God. Lucy.
You don't know, last time he was very nice.
Oh,
if
actually,
you recall. He was full
was.
Of love and light.
He was
yes,
full
he
of
was.
Love
yeah.
and light.
Yeah.
You now, Lucy. You've not heard of Reg Corker, have you?
No.
Okay, well, this will be interesting then.
But he's world famous.
He is world famous.
And he would
famous.
Like to remind you of that as well. When
yeah,
I, when
okay.
It's
he's got an ego. He's got an ego.
I am fucking it.
Here he is.
Shut the fuck up.
Are we going to talk to him?
Bastard. It's fucking gay shit in that my car. I'm fucking sick and tired of it. Diddy, get rid of those fucking gay shit, twat. I'm fucking sick and tired of this fucking lockdown shite. Right, I'm sick and tired.
Hello, Reg!
Shut the fuck up.
Hello,
shut the fuck up.
Okay. Hiya, Reg.
Hello,
great to see you.
Oh, okay. My God, I've just been very excited for
yes.
you.
Yes, so everyone's fucking excited to see me because I'm great.
You
I'm
are?
I'm great.
You are?
Right, you can shut up and all, Blondie. Right.
I okay. just got here.
Right, everyone. Right, okay. I need to center myself, even though I'm on the right of the table. I'm okay.
You're okay.
Right, Glenn. Reg. Start recording in 3, 2...
We're recording.
We were already
okay,
recording.
Okay, right. They're starting. They're starting. At least you, you red-headed bitch. You're sitting there, not saying a thing. Thank you. Thank you. You.
Yes, right.
Radio man.
No, I was letting
shut
you...
the fuck up.
But will you...
Shut the fuck... We Everyone all... is home telling to... No, you're not going to hear this. Cut this out.
No,
you
we're
get.
Recording. This isn't
is
getting
Is this your
out.
Fucking daughter or no. granddaughter? Is it?
No. No.
Right,
no.
Tell her to shut... Hey, show her a bit of fucking respect. She needs to show some respect.
Hey, I don't know to... who you are.
Right. Oh, no, you shouldn't say that.
Oh, right. Lucy.
Okay.
That's asking for trouble.
Right, this is the trouble with the colonials. It's the fucking trouble with them. You give them their own flag, and this is what they do. They insult you. Right, everyone in the world knows who I am.
We don't know who you are in California.
Right, okay, okay. Right, we need to shut the fuck up now. Right, okay. Glenn.
Yes,
start
right.
recording.
We were.
In 3.
We already are.
2. Right, one more time. And I'm going to take her outside, get one of those geese to shit on her head. And drag her behind my marina.
You don't want to ruin your marina.
I've got a low hung exhaust.
Focus, Reg. You don't want to damage that marina.
In 3, 2, 1, start recording.
We're recording.
Reg Corker! Love and light to everyone of us.
Hello, everybody. How are you all?
Thank
you so much. It's great to be here.
Well, it's lovely.
Yes. Sorry?
I was saying it's lovely to see you because it's been a while, hasn't
it? It has, but to be fair, what you've got to say doesn't really matter. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let's start again in 3, 2, 1.
For here am I talking to Reg Corker. Swearing like a loon. He's turning the air blue, so it's love and light to you.
You can clap at any fucking time. Thank you very much.
Predicted this lockdown.
Yes.
Did he just fucking interrupt me?
No, he was just asking you a question. Right, a good question.
I thought we started.
We start after the clap. And I say thank you very much for allowing me to be here. Like I like to be here. Like I want to be here.
Okay, no,
I like to pretend that you don't fucking need me here.
It's been a while, so you were a bit rusty, Reg, that's all.
Right. 3, 2...
Go.
1. Right, who the fuck is this woman?
Who the fuck is she? Well, she doesn't know you, Reg, so she's
I'm
not...
Sorry.
Of course she fucking does. The only way she wouldn't know me is if she's been in a coma. Not the corona, but a coma.
A coma.
Okay, right, so okay. For those of us who don't know you in the state of California...
There is no one in the state of California who doesn't know the great Reg Corker.
Describe yourself in a sentence.
Great.
Come on, give it to the people.
Great. Ultimate. And you know that. You know it. In California. Right, okay. Right, Glenn.
Yes, Reg.
Get your finger over the red button.
Okay.
Jesus
in start recording. In 3.
Just go with it, Lucy. It's quicker.
2. God. 1. Press record.
We're recording.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Great. Lovely to have
it's
you,
It's so
Reg.
Nice to be
yes,
here. It's
so
great.
Happy to have
it's
you. Great.
What a lovely man.
Yeah.
She sounds fucking sarcastic, doesn't she?
No, not at all.
No, it's not really at all. No, you know what? It's great to have you here.
Excuse me, can I ask one thing?
Yes, Reg.
Why the fuck is she talking to me direct? I don't know her. I don't fucking know her.
I had no special instructions.
Okay.
Why don't you do a reading?
Okay.
Why don't you just do
a
reading?
Why don't you shut the fuck up so I can do my stuff?
Can I just referee for a second between everyone? Lucy, treat Reg like the queen. You only speak to Reg when you are spoken to.
Yeah.
I don't think
Americans
I need to be. I can leave
that.
Here anytime
no.
I like.
No, don't leave, Reg. Honestly,
right,
don't.
Okay.
Don't.
All right, listen.
What's this? It looks like a vagina made out of foil. The fuck's that?
Hey, Reg, you can take that back with you if you want.
No, it's a prize. It's a prize.
Well, there's plenty more to go out.
It was a surprise. Right, yeah. Okay.
All right, I'll do things your way.
Oh, fucking hell, this is talking.
I'll do it your way. You know what, in America, we don't do the whole wait to be spoken to thing. We're more like...
And look at the fucking state you're in. Look at it. Look at your fucking president.
Well...
Mr. Gump. Yeah. They made a film
actually,
about him.
His name is
Forrest Trump.
Trump
or something. His name is.
His name is Donald.
One minute
Donald
he's teaching
Trump.
Elvis how to fucking dance. Next minute, he's running around a football pitch, which is not fucking American football. Not really football, is it? That like the great Peel.
His actual name is
Next
Donald
minute, he's a fucking
Trump.
President. With a funny haircut. Right. Okay. Right. Okay.
No, fuck it. I look
Let's go.
Dying.
Okay.
Be talking about haircuts, if I were you.
Yeah. Okay.
Touché.
In three.
Touché.
Excuse me. Radio man.
Yes, right.
Right. You're not at the BBC now.
Good point.
This is real stuff.
You're right.
Okay, we tell the truth here.
Study.
Can I eat my pizza?
You're an American, I wouldn't think of nothing less. Three. 2-1 start recording.
We're recording.
And keep her under control. Who's this good looking lad at the end?
Oh, that's William, my son.
He looks like I went to a concert a while ago and I saw the lead singer dressed in a suit.
I was.
It was at the Cavern and they were singing great songs.
That's,
he looks like the lad there.
That's right, that's him.
No fucking
that's
way.
Will, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, way.
I knew he was going to be here because I'm psychic.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, where are the other those two old women?
Well, because of the social distancing, they
the
can't
be the one with the stupid
here.
Haircut, where's she?
Which one? Again, I wouldn't be talking about haircuts.
The one with the stupid haircut from the 1970s?
Yeah, they're both in their own homes, Reg, for
I They've gone into a home?
No, they're in their own houses.
I worked out why that one has a stupid haircut.
Why?
Because she's got no fucking reflection.
That's not very nice, is it?
It's really funny.
So she's doing her hair blind every fucking day. No, she is. Right, okay.
Why don't you do Lucy and BD?
I wouldn't do Lucy if you fucking paid me.
Right, how much do you need?
Go on.
Do me a reading.
Tell her to shut the fuck up. Even with pizza in her fucking mouth, she can still talk louder than everybody else. Right, okay.
Pizza and a reading.
Okay. Right, I need... to contact my spirit guide.
What's he called again?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
For Lucy's benefit. She doesn't
know. She'll find out when he shows himself.
Good point.
Right. I need quiet.
Oh, sorry for laughing.
As I said, we shouldn't have let them have it back. We should have held on to it for a bit longer.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Spare me? Can you hear me? Spare me. Sperm. Come to me, sperm. I want to feel your milky goodness. Spare me. Oh, this is getting difficult. It's dark. Sperm.
Is this normal?
Come to me, sperm.
He's going into his trance.
Okay. Sperm. Oh. I can see him in the distance. Spare me. It's Reg. Sperm. Come to me. Oh, that's it, sperm. Come to me. Oh, that's it. I can see you now, sperm. I'm relaxed. Okay.
How long does this usually take?
As long as it takes.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, sperm. Cover me with your milky goodness. Let me bathe in the warmth of your sticky glory.
This is getting awkward. Glenn, hold my hand.
You're right, Reg. You okay?
He's overcome.
Yeah, he's overcome.
Spare me.
I feel the emotions running.
Ow. Come over me, Spam. Oh, yeah. Enter me. Enter me. Be me. And let me be you, Spam. I've got a good connection with the spirit world with Spare Me. Right, okay. Right, I've got someone at this table. I want to say skank. Right, okay, okay.
Is this my reading?
That's not her name, skank. Plank. Oh, okay, no, sorry, Spam. You've got to be, give me more than that, Spare Me. I can only give what I'm getting. Skanky plank, skanky plank. She likes to wank a skanky plank. What does that mean? Oh, she's a Yank. She's an American. Oh, that's it. Sorry, sorry. Okay, Spam. Try to be more clear, Spam. I mean, your milky goodness is fine, but clear in your messages. Thank you. Thank you. Bless you. Bless you. Love you. Bless you.
Yank, that's kind of derogatory.
Right. Okay. What's this, Spam? Okay, okay, I see, Spam. Okay, derogatory, there was a fucking film named Yanks. Okay, what does that mean? Do I tell her that? A film named Yanks. Right, okay, there was a film named Yanks with...
Tom Hanks?
No, someone with a gerbil. A gerbil? What's a gerbil got to do with it? I'm getting music.
Okay.
You can
You can Google me to find that out. That's on Google.
Music.
That's on Google.
I'm getting... No, don't do that. Don't do that, Spare Me. I'm getting lots of dicks. Lots of dicks.
What?
Is that on Google?
I'm getting...
I don't think so.
Okay, okay, okay. My vagina's like a dartboard. That's what I'm getting. My vagina's like a dartboard.
Are you sure this is meant for me?
So many pricks. So many pricks. That's what it's saying. I'm only giving you what I'm getting. This isn't for me. This is from Spare Me, from the spirit side, the spiritual, other
Are you sure you Googled the right American person?
Okay, right. A good psychic won't use Google.
Yeah, but he obviously is just throwing out general information.
That's Diddy going past quickly there. Turning the car around.
Can I ask questions?
It's okay.
I have some questions for the spirit world.
Is it a chance?
Okay, Spare Me. Okay, Spare Me.
He doesn't respond.
Great future. Great future. Your neighbour's got a great future.
My neighbour's a 90-year-old Asian woman.
Can you serve... Can you serve pizza? Can you serve pizza?
Yeah, I can serve pizza.
You'll have a great future. A great, great future. He's going, Spam, he's going.
No, no,
he's
I have some questions. Spam. Wait, he's going. What about my acting career?
Oh, that's good.
What about my love life?
Right, okay. Spam, he's gone.
Is he gone?
What?
Spam, he's gone. But I can answer your questions.
Would you like to say that again, Rich?
I can certainly answer your questions.
Okay, what's going to happen in my love life?
Right, I'm seeing... Okay. I'm seeing a horse. I'm seeing hung like a horse. I'm seeing
You getting bashed around a two-bedroomed house in Nantwich. That's what I'm seeing. Is that close to it? Is that right?
Will, does that mean anything to you?
Oh, Reg, that's anyway. Is that accurate? That does that say, well, I think that could be futuristic.
I got sore vagina. And bow-legged. That's what I'm getting.
Oh my god, I can't cope anymore.
And you stuck your finger up someone's anus recently, haven't you?
You're not far off, okay? But what about, like, the romantic, sweet, fulfilling part of it? Like, commitment and marriage.
Oh, trust me.
Like that.
I'm getting you've been fulfilled, you dirty bitch. I'm getting you've been filled in every fucking orifice. In fucking Nantwich.
Wait, is this just you, or do you have spirit guides with you right now?
My world is a spirit world. I'm psychic. I can pick up on things. Right, it's been great seeing you. I've got to go because Diddy's warming up my quad bike.
We heard it before when you were in France.
It's only got 3 wheels.
Is it really?
Well, he's, quad bike with 3 wheels.
Yeah,
Diddy's
a
driver.
It's a tri bike.
He's a very small person with a club foot.
Yeah, don't tell people he's got a club foot.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said
he doesn't like it. I've never mentioned it on here.
Yeah, you have.
No, he should have cut it out. Has he not cut it out?
Yes, I have.
No, but you have. Yes, I you have. Yes.
Because I don't listen to this shite. I'm gonna go now.
All right, Reg.
I'll see you later.
Yay!
Thanks for
a lot.
This
Lady Mamarge.
There he goes.
Oh, do you know what?
Oh,
I was out there with poor old Diddy.
What happened there with Diddy? He went past really quickly.
Yeah, well, he's the
was
quad
he showing
bike
off?
I was trying to help him with his quad bike because they've only got 3 wheels on it.
Right.
So it's really a tri bike rather than a quad bike. And but he was so pleased when Reg went. And weirdly enough, he wouldn't tell me why, but he had an 8-ball in his mouth. And he was chained to the handlebars of his quad bike, so I managed to get those off. And he just zoomed off quite happily.
Oh,
so
that's what we must have heard then.
Yeah, yeah, sounds about.
Oh my god! Well,
was
Lucy, how did you
that
feel?
That was exhausting.
Was it good reading? Because he's pretty good, is Reg.
He is pretty good.
I am confused. I am hurt. I am deeply upset.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
It's an unforgettable experience, right?
I am forever changed.
Yeah.
He does that. He's a great person.
He is.
He does that to a lot of people.
He's changed a lot of people's lives.
Well, do you know what? We've laughed. We have laughed and we cried. I haven't weed myself, thank God. The mothers were here, weren't they?
A bit in spirit.
It was really nice. And Lucy, it's been lovely having you on our
podcast.
Thank you
for having me.
It's been a treat.
All the way from America.
Nice to have Will out of his cupboard as well.
I know.
Nice to be here.
Nice to see you. You're both going to go back to Nantwich now.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, what's the thing about Nantwich?
Oh, we don't want to
talk about
it.
We'll tell you later.
It's too brutal.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
I love that word, brutal.
Remember, if you want to email us at any time, we'll have a new mystery noise for next time, by the way, so don't send any guesses yet, because you've not heard it.
No, exactly.
But, of course, if you've got any practical jokes that you want to share for other listeners to enjoy
practical jokes. Don't forget to watch Bex and Martin on Facebook. Very funny.
But we need you to actually send pictures of your foil vaginas.
Yes, please.
That or crocheted ones.
Crocheted ones, yeah. Just art and crafts. Yeah. Art and crafts of vaginas.
Made into vaginas.
Yeah, made in vaginas. And penises would be quite good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much. There you go. One for the ladies.
That's what we need. So send your pictures.
We were just giving the ladies a homage to your vaginas.
I know.
We were worshipping them.
Anyway, yes. So if we get the best of both worlds. Anyway, it's been an absolute pleasure and wonderful, and I hope you're all looking after yourselves
email.
And being fabulous. The email is hello@anytimepodcast.com. It's because we changed the email address. hello@anytimepodcast.com. We love you, and hopefully we will. Well. Speak to you very soon, no doubt.
Sooner the better.
Yeah, lots of love.
Cheerio. Bye. Bye. Yvette and Glenn. With their Anytime
Podcast Show. Dr. Driscoll, you never, in all the time,
time that I've known you mentioned that your mother was from the Americas.
Planning on traveling this summer? Make saving at the pump part of your plans with 2x the fuel points from Harris Teeter. It's easy. Download your eVic coupon, and for every dollar you spend with your Vic card, you'll get 2 fuel points. That's up to $1 per gallon on quality fuel at participating BP and Harris Teeter fuel centers. Download your eVic coupon today and save money at the pump all summer long with eVic and Harris Teeter fuel points.
You're finally at that hot new spot, the one your friends keep raving about, sitting across from your date. It's going...
Another round?
Really well. And that dish you've been dying to try, oh, it's headed your way. You can smell it, hear it sizzling fresh off that skillet as it comes closer, closer, and served. Go ahead, enjoy. After your phone sneaks a bite first. When you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.